Welcome to episode 31 of Killing My Kindle. I got a lot to cover today. 7 books. Sometimes you have a good run, sometimes you don't. This was a good run of stuff. So let's get to it. All right, so this week I am reviewing The Golem and the Ginny by Helene Wecker. Serpentine, which is Anita Blake, number 26 by Laurel K. Hamilton. The Sellout by Paul Beatty. Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. Sweet Lamb of Heaven by Lydia Millett. Kings of the Wild by Nicholas Eames, and The Last Days of Jack Sparks by Jason Arnott. So let's get to it. All right, Golem and the Ginny was pretty good. I like that. It was very interesting in how it worked the mythologies of the two creatures together and created a lot of questions. You have a golem who was created to be a wife for a man, and then her master dies, so she has no idea what to do with herself. And then you have a Ginny who was captured in a bottle. Captured in a bottle, and he has been released, and now he doesn't know what to do with himself because he doesn't have all of his powers that he had before. So it's all set. So it's very interesting how it settles out, but it's a very good story. There should be pretty good. Serpentine by Laurel K. Hamilton. So I've made fun of it. Moved back towards where the series started, where it's still a romance, but to its credit, that's good. Serpentine is one where base assholes. It's just sort of, she keeps coming across, just increasingly, it ultimately culminates in the shittiest bastard ever. So it's like, holy character to fucking die. Some of them do, some of them don't. Florida for a wedding, for Ted Forrester's wedding. And the wedding is thrown awry because it's really funny because it's what I made fun of in the, Dave, like, you let the job, it's not even your job anymore. And this is more like everyone's bitch. I don't know. Everything comes to a happy head at the end, which is always nice. Bill Simmons, Def Came the Jam. I can understand why this won awards. Mother initiates segregation again and has his own slave in Midtown for dancing around you with his words, and Paul Beatty, by God, does it so well. It's a very much a politicized story, very much, you know, sort of overblown, over-the-top fucking sarcasm, and blown, holy shit, very, very well-done story. I highly recommend it if you like to have white guilt. Turtles All the Way Down. I'm a sucker for the John Green stuff. I'm sure if that was around when I was... It's weird in that this was one where she had anxiety and depression and a mental illness that was essentially just a love interest who is also kind of probably borderline autistic, probably. So, you know, it's cute to watch them fall together, but then, so I don't know what to deal with it. You know, the turtle's all the way down coming from the back. I sit on, and the turtle sits on the back of another turtle. What does that turtle sit on? She says, oh, you don't understand, this turtle. Because of the nature of the characters, it's hard also to relate to them because they... but it's John Green, so, you know, saccharine, charming, kitschy, sweet kind of shit. Something from Disney, who the hell knows. Is Disney still a thing? I don't know. Sweet Lamb of Heaven. A lot of stuff with... of what's ultimately an unreliable narrator. And I didn't like this one that much. And it's one of those things where it's like... The story is about a woman trying to escape her sociopath husband. But then there's all this element of sort of a cult who can hear a voice, and the husband's very, got too up its own ass, and then I couldn't deal with the story anymore. I was very awkward. Because you can't trust this narrator, and then it goes psychedelic, and then I'm just like, I'm not down with this. Which, same situation, not same situation, but an unreliable narrator in that the way the story, Jack Sparks, who's this author, sort of a British bad boy. I'm thinking he wrote all these novels. He started a music critic and then started writing these novels. One where he went around England on a pogo stick and gangs and talked to gang members. And then he did one called Jack Sparks on Drugs, where he the results of that. And then there is this newest book, which is called The Book is Framed. He dies during the writing of the book and attacked because of the incident when they were younger. how that comes out in the story. And each chapter will talk about Jack Sparks from his point of view, because he writes it as a first person sort of. So he does it that way, and he's writing about his exploits, trying to, you know, debunk the super, his perspective. And then there'll be these interspersed, like, emails or exchange, and talks of, you know, he points out how he's leaving shit out, and he's kind of lying about other stuff, and he's making it within a book, to the point where even they interview the guys in the book, real characters, Edward Sandwich, Blair Witch Project, are brought in on it, because it's supposedly, there's these elements of Blair Witch, and it's a horrible, reliable narrator, because it's an unreliable narrator. So that's part of the charm of the book. Crazy. Like, both characters are having mental breakdowns. In Sweet Lamb, you know, undergone hypnosis, and he's fucking with her head. Meanwhile, Last Days of Jack's, it gets a little theological, is not the right word, but just, he made a decision, he made he made a firm choice. Didn't blow me away. It's fucking well done. Creepy as shit. And it's neat to watch how stuff, Kings of the Wild, holy fucking shit, if I had 6 stars to give out of 2, oh my god, I've been comparing it to, by explaining to people as if it's, but that doesn't even do it justice. It's very much Rat Queens in that, basically, it is set in the 40s, and it's medievalistic, and there are monsters this time, though. So there are bugbears and dragons, and so this story is set where there's these adventuring bands, and so there was this one adventuring band called, and now they're coming back together to find the massive horde of crazy creatures who already waylaid an entire army. But, you know, get the band back together, literally. Holy shit, though, is it so well funny. It is vulgar. It is fucking fun as hell. It's just, if you've ever been, you're going to love this. Because, again, you got this whole aspect of fatherhood, too old for this, changed. And they're changed, and they're fat, and they're old, and they've lost loved ones, and they do this for their family. It's just that it ends sort of abruptly. I mean, you get your kind of moment where it feels like, you're like, you know, everyone kept telling me this is going to be great, but I just don't know. And then, bitch, do it now. It ends abruptly. It ends sort of like sometime later this month, maybe, or I think it's actually not this week, but following week. The sequel, read this. I don't know why this is not getting touted more. I just don't understand it. Good. It's just, it's really, honestly, this is one of those where I'm going to grab it off shelves and hand it to people. You ought to be reading this. It is damn good. All right, as for excited about, it looks like Robert Jackson Bennett has a new series called Foundry Side, where magic exists. It's pretty interesting. He does some good work, so you should check that out. I'm psyched about it. I'm going to do it, even though we had a lot of books to review. It's just sort of calling together. You know, again, I had a whole run of books where it was psychological terrors or in your head or people forcing their magic against you or making you deal with monsters that aren't necessarily monsters and talking about the monsters that are inside you and sort of the monster idealism. It's really interesting like that. So, I mean, you sort of get this synchronicity with your books, but this, I couldn't think of like 7 more disparate books where they all link together like that. So, all right, that's going to do it for this week. I will see you next week. I'm so fucking close now to 700. I'm like right above it right now, so I'm very stoked. I'm going to get there. I'm going to break 700 before September. And I got a couple more books coming out. See, I got like 3 or 4 books coming out that I got to try to catch. So hopefully I'll be able to break that 700. But right now, I will get you next time, Gadget. Next time. Killing My Kindle's opening theme music is Netherworld Shanty by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. It is licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Killing My Kindle is part of the NeoZazz Podcast Network. Please listen to some of the other shows on the NeoZazz Podcast Network, as they are far more entertaining and competent than this will ever be.